Can you hear me okay?
Hi, Crystal. Yeah.
How are you doing? Is this Captain Bortle?
Yes.
All right. Let me check your sound level by just having you spell out your first and last name.
Okay. S-T-E-V-E and B-O-R-T-L-E.
Okay. And, well, let's start with take me back to when you first joined the military.
Okay. I first joined 10 days after graduation from high school, or at least, let me take that back. I graduated right after my junior year in high school, but I didn't go to boot camp until 10 days after I graduated, 1994. And I first went into the Marine Corps.
Okay, 94, you go to the Marines. How long were you a Marine?
6 years.
And then you transferred over to the Army?
It took a little time off. I got out and stayed in Hawaii. I actually looked into going back into the Marine Corps, and then I looked into going to college about the same time and chose college. Then end of 2001, December 2001, I joined the Hawaii National Guard. Shortly, though, I switched over to the reserves, and I had some different tuition assistant for college rules at the time, so I switched over to the reserves. I stayed in the reserves for most of the time thereafter up until 2012, and then I switched over to the Hawaii National Guard for the purposes of deployment, of going to Afghanistan, and then now I'm still in the National Guard, and we'll be retiring in August, this August.
Oh, great. And when did you go to Afghanistan?
It was in November of 2012.
And wait, you were in the Army at that time?
Right.
And I understand you sustained an injury there. Is that correct?
Yeah, I tore both my shoulders. I kind of banged up my knee. Also, while I was there, I was having symptoms, but didn't find out until after I came back that I somehow got the disease of ulcerative colitis.
What is that?
It's similar to Crohn's disease, so more or less it's a immune disease where your body's attacking itself, and so I have like ulcers inside of my intestine.
I see. I think I have a friend who has something similar to that. How are your shoulders and your knees now?
They're better than when I came out of Afghanistan. I haven't had any surgery in my knee, but I had two surgeries on both shoulders, and so now at least though I can swim kind of a good distance, much better than I could before. So
that's
not 100% maybe, but much better than what it was.
And how did you sustain those injuries? Was it from carrying items, or how did it happen?
A combination of carrying a heavy load, like I call it a grenader. So I had a weapon called the M203 grenade launcher that's attached to the M4 rifle. And with that, the ammunition that goes with that, I'd say it was like about 70 pounds worth of equipment without like a backpack, just equipment with your bulletproof plates and everything else that goes with that weapon and helmet and clothing. I was 70 pounds heavier than I normally was. So I think carrying that load on a daily basis and then just trying to keep up with my physical fitness and going to the gym, I think in a combination of doing different things, it just tore the cartilage.
Talk about your recovery process.
So the recovery, being in the National Guard, we go to what they call a MOB site, Mobilization Center. From there, they assessed me, sent me to a hospital and did MRIs and saw that the cartilage was torn. And so then I went back to Hawaii and have a warrior transition battalion there that I got assigned to. There, then they reassess again to make sure, you know, what their doctors there at the hospital, Tripler Army Medical Center in Hawaii, then they had to reassess me to see, should I do physical therapy or should I have surgery? Then it was determined that I needed surgery for both shoulders. Prior to the surgery, though, they wanted me to try to be a little stronger. So I did some physical therapy, just trying to strengthen the muscle around it to have post-surgery to have a better recovery. It did take me a little longer than they hoped for and than I hoped for as well. It took me like 6 months to get my range of motion back on my left shoulder. I had my left shoulder surgery first. Now it's December of 2013. And then I had to wait another about 7 months for the following July in 2014 to get my right shoulder the surgery. And then, man, this took another about 4 months to get that shoulder moving again.
And now you're participating in this. What are the? Tell me about the games.
The games is it's a Department of Defense wide with the different branches that we're going to be competing against. And how I described it to somebody else earlier today was that, you know, I look at it as it's a celebration. It's a competition, but I also see it as it's a celebration of, you know, different folks have all kind of different other issues, anywhere from, you know, PTSD to, you know, amputations. So how I see it is it's just, you know, collectiveness of these folks, myself included, of being able to get out and compete in something that we can do. A lot of it's adaptive, where there's different field events that people are in, like a seat to throw discus and shot put. Other people are can't ride an upright bicycle, so they have what they call a recumbent bicycle, where you're seated, pedaling with your legs, or they have also a hand bike, where, you know, the name like says it all, is just you're pedaling with your hands.
What will you be doing?
I'm going to be cycling an upright bike, and then also going to be doing some track running events and then swimming events.
And when do you take part in those?
The opening ceremony is June 19th, and then the closing ceremony is the 29th. So the first event is going to be cycling on the 20th, and then we'll go all the way competing until the 28th.
Have you ever participated in this before?
No, this will be my very first time. I'm looking forward to it.
Congratulations. And you are with Army and Marines, so what branch will you be competing with?
I'll be representing the Army.
Okay. And do you live currently in Central Florida?
No, I live in Hawaii right now. I've been living there for 19 years now.
But you grew up in Central Florida.
Right, yeah.
Okay. And do you still have family here by chance?
I do. My both parents, they live in Titusville and in Mims.
Okay. Do you? I just moved here from Texas. Really nice area.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, congratulations, and I wish you all the best. And anything I didn't ask you that you would like to add?
Even though I live in Hawaii, I'm a big Tampa Bay fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big supporter of the Lightning and the Buccaneers.
Perfect. Hey, will you take care and good luck, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.